You're listening to SBS News.
It's politicians who decide when soldiers should be sent to war and when they should come home. The battle in Afghanistan lasted so long, several British veterans of the conflict are now senior MPs, and they're furious at the decisions which led to the Taliban takeover. Among them is British Conservative MP Tom Tugendhat.
Like many veterans, this last week has been one that has seen me struggle through anger and grief and rage, the feeling of abandonment of not just a country, but the sacrifice that my friends made.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists it was not possible for the United Kingdom to act independently in Afghanistan. He's rejected calls for a new alliance of nations to replace departing United States forces.
It is an illusion to believe that there is appetite amongst any of our partners for a continued military presence or for a military solution imposed by NATO in Afghanistan.
And he denies accusations of complacency when it came to planning the Kabul rescue operation.
The events in Afghanistan have unfolded and the collapse has been faster than I think even the Taliban themselves predicted. What is not true is to say that the UK government was unprepared.
That failed to impress either side of the parliament. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer was unstinting in his criticism.
The Prime Minister's response to the Taliban arriving at the gates of Kabul was to go on holiday. No sense of the gravity of the situation, not leadership to drive international efforts on the evacuation.
It wasn't just Boris Johnson feeling the fury of British MPs. US President Joe Biden came under intense criticism as well. There were growing calls for the United Kingdom to no longer blindly follow the United States when it comes to military matters. Conservative MP Tobias Elwood asked the question directly.
Well, where is our foreign policy determined? Here or in Washington? Our government should have more confidence in itself.
As did former Conservative British Prime Minister Theresa May.
What does it say about us as a country? What does it say about NATO if we are entirely dependent on a unilateral decision taken by the United States?
Yes.
Boris Johnson had declared the core NATO mission in Afghanistan a success, but the way it's ending means many in Britain see it differently.
This doesn't need to be defeat, but at the moment, damn well feels like it.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.